Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Happy holidays and welcome to issue 60 of Marvelicious Toys, our sweet Christmas episode. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And it's Thanksgiving, so we hope you enjoy football like Justin will, or drinking like Marjorie will.
Woohoo!
Can I do both?
Yes.
Okay.
At the same time, I don't know, can you?
I think it's almost required.
Well, we have got a jam-packed episode. It is our third annual Sweet Christmas episode.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. We're already down to Gray Hulk.
He's so old, he's getting gray. It was 3 years ago that I was desperately looking for that sound file in an obscurely named WAV directory on the PC version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I remember that. Yes, it was awful.
I was listening to so many sound effects from that game at work, while working. It was like a soundtrack of,
oh!
No! Not now!
Sweet Christmas! And then I'm like, I missed it! Rewind. But yes, we are going to be bringing you news on a ton of Black Friday, or is it Gray Thursday, or is it Stormy Wednesday sales at this point? Sideshow's having a week of Black Friday, folks, so not only will my stomach be full, but my wallet will be empty at the end of Thanksgiving.
It's kind of as if Black Friday doesn't exist anymore, it's more blended into Thanksgiving, and then you've got Cyber Monday, which really is starting earlier this week, so I'm really confused.
Yeah, I mean, every year the holidays creep up earlier and earlier, and so it just makes sense that Black Friday gets to creep up a little earlier, too.
Next week we'll find our Easter eggs.
But we will be running down the sales of all the Marvel toys and video games, and then bringing you our annual holiday gift guide, what we often call the spouses episode. Hi, wives.
Husbands, life partners,
significant others.
These are the things the person who's forcing you to listen wants for Christmas this year. But let's start with the sales. Like you mentioned, Marjorie, the stores are opening earlier and earlier. We've already been to a store.
You take me to the best places. I'm so excited to be your wife.
No, it wasn't Family Dollar. Believe it or not, it was just last year we went to Family Dollar on Thanksgiving looking for those damn figures. And found out Family Dollar is closed on Thanksgiving.
That was fun to explain to your grandma why we kept going to the crappy store, but none of them were open.
Wait, it took you more than one to figure out that the whole chain is closed down on Thanksgiving?
We had to be sure. But Dollar General is open on Thanksgiving, and they started their Black Friday sales Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Marjorie and I were there as the doors opened. Why?
Because my husband's insane?
Probably so. But also because they have a Spider-Man TV touch game, one of those plug-and-play games, for $15.
How much is it regular?
Like 20.
Worth getting up and going to Dollar General and muscling the meth addicts out of the way?
Hey, it's a full $8 savings. Or $7 savings. Check my math real quick.
I'm a video game addict. I like to get the video games of the different heroes. So even if it's a plug-and-play game aimed at a much younger audience, it looks like it's got a Mickey Mouse hand on the little touch screen in the drawing. It's $15. And no game console required. Oh, it does say regular price $20. And the sale's going through Saturday.
You just wasted that on the Starbucks you bought me this morning, you know.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
But we got to spend it together.
We did, yes.
But at least we don't have to brave the crowds going to Walmart. And believe me, being at Walmart when it opens for Black Friday, less stressful than being at your in-laws.
And probably way more uptown than being at Dollar General at opening in the morning.
You know, the Dollar Generals don't have bars on the window like the Family Dollars. They're classier, Justin. I had to wear my nice flip-flops.
I think that's required attire.
And if not, they have three pairs for $11 in the back.
So. Exactly, yeah.
Well, Walmart is going to be having an 8-pack of Avengers figures. Now, not necessarily Avengers the movie line, because that would be half the line, but eight figures of characters who were released in toy lines in movies that led up to the Avengers.
I, for one, am somewhat excited about Walmart. I guess it's kind of a tepid excitement because that eight pack looks like it could hold the key to some long, hard-to-find figures.
Well, we actually went to our Walmarts last night, Wednesday night, and found these and were able to purchase them. Now, we'd seen them on Tuesday, and they were on a pallet that said, will not ring up, for sale, Thursday, 8 p.m. But at this other Walmart, they weren't shrink-wrapped. There was no sign. I figured, why not try it? I checked out with them successfully, so we don't have to go to Walmart tonight because I did get two packs of these Avengers figures. And yes, Justin, there are some hard to find figures in here. I even got a couple for you. I got you the Ultimate Iron Man and Mandarin you were looking for. I saw Volstagg and the Warriors 3. There was nothing uber rare, nothing unreleased. And since I ordered the cases, I had these figures. But if you're looking for some hard to find figures and you want openers, these sets are definitely the way to go.
I'm going to check it out. I don't know that I'm going to knock myself dead hitting every Walmart on Thursday night, but I'm going to try it.
Now, none of these had any figures from this year. I only saw Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man 2 figures. Not Wolverine, not going back that far. And each 8-pack did have some really common figures. I've got another Iron Man Mark IV, figure number 9. I've got two desert caps here in these assortments. So not every figure is a winner, but it was easy for me to find two sets that had enough figures in it to make it worth it. Now, you're going to get some figures you don't want, and I bought an extra set just for Toys for Tots, because I think these are great sets to get Toys for Tots donations out of. Now, the bottom four figures, they slide right out, and you can make them four individual Toys for Tots donations to make four kids happy instead of one. The top figures seem to be glued into the box, though, so that's a bit more problematic of trying to get them out. If you're a mint on card collector or you just want the cards in good condition, good luck if it's in the top four, whereas the bottom four, those slide out without hardly opening the box at all. But these are good sets for hard-to-find figures, and they're good sets for good Toys for Tots donations to help kids who won't have toys this holiday season.
Oh, yeah. And split up some of those Hulks that are going in the bin, too. You know, kind of dilute the pool of toys a little bit.
Yeah. Now, Walmart also has reduced the price of their Amazing Spider-Man figures down to $5. And I already grabbed a couple of those and dropped them in the Toys for Tots bin on my way out of the store.
Nice. Nice. Well, while you're at Walmart, you might want to take a little trip down the aisle a little further and peek and see if your Walmart is getting the Professor X wave in, because I've been hearing it's popping up now at stores. So we already ordered ours from Hasbro Toy Shop, and it won't be shipping for another couple weeks, but might be worth trying to find those early, because I'm also hearing that not only is Professor X, Jubilee, and Blastar all showing up, but the Blastar variant with the translucent arms is popping out there, and Baghead Spider-Man is finally making an appearance at retail.
And it killed me, because a good friend of mine down in the ATL gave me a text and said that he found Blastar with the translucent hands and he'd pick it up for me. But I told him to pass because, as we know, the variants ship first. And since we were some of the first ones to get our pre-orders in at Hasbro, I'm wondering which variant they're going to be shipping.
Oh, yeah, good point. Because both of them are being found, so they're shipping them at the same time. It just depends on which one Hasbro Toy Shop decides to send us. I bet you we each get one of each just to screw with us.
Now, Walmart does open tonight at 8. Toys R Us also opens tonight at 8, but there's just not a whole lot there for a serious collector. A lot of stuff for kids. Again, some good stuff if you want Toys for Tots. They have Avengers and Spider-Man dress-up trunks, which are kind of cool. We went and visited a friend of ours last weekend, and his little boy, actually, while we were there, dressed up in his Iron Man and Captain America outfits and started swinging around a lightsaber. He said he was Captain America the Jedi. So this is fun for kids. $20 for a dress-up trunk would be a real fun gift. Now, also, though, I'm just pissed at Toys R Us, because it seems to me that they are now pricing things with the intent of the price only being reasonable when it's on sale. They've done this with some Star Wars items, but remember, just a couple issues ago, we were complaining because those horrible Creative Designs figures, there's the 8-pack at Target for $10, but then there was a 12-pack, which was the same 8 figures plus 4 unpainted ones at Toys R Us for $30. Well, that $30 was only there so that they could mark it off half off this weekend and take it down to a reasonable $15.
That's because Toys R Us just really sucks now. Walmart is killing them, you know.
If they keep pricing things twice what they should be, they deserve to die like the dinosaur.
I wonder how many people that works on, though. You know, I mean, obviously it's something that they're having a little bit of success with, or otherwise they wouldn't bother with the markup and the markdown. There's just a certain amount of people that like to see a certain percentage off of something, and they feel like they're saving money.
Well, it's not just this. There's a Star Wars item that at Walmart is $130, Toys R Us priced it at $180, and then sent everybody a coupon for $50 off. So it's ridiculous. It's a scam. If it wasn't a corporation, it would be called illegal, and you could report it to the Attorney General, and they'd be on, like, Crime Stoppers. The suspect was 10 feet tall, orange spotted, and last seen wearing a blue shirt. Do not fall for his cons.
You're saying Jeffrey is the one who's doing this?
Yeah, it's Jeffrey.
I think Jeffrey's just a pawn. I think he has no ill intent.
It's a puppet regime.
I think he's sitting back there rubbing his hooves.
Aww.
Like, how can we get them?
He's always frightened me, I'm not going to lie.
But there are some other kids' things, scooters, skateboards, and coloring kits.
I want a scooter.
It's for little boys.
Oh.
Also at Kmart, if your spouse is dragging you there, maybe you'll find some toys, but no good sales unless you want a hide-and-play tent.
That sounds fun, too.
Who doesn't?
But Best Buy is opening tonight at midnight. How quaint.
Midnight? That's for Quakers.
And if you want some Marvel video game action, the new Battle for Earth game for the Xbox 360 is $25. Not the Wii U version, or the Amazing Spider-Man game that I bought when it was brand new and still have yet to open, is now marked down to $30 for the PS3 and the Xbox.
So we learned a lesson here, Arnie.
Video games are always volatile. If you just wait 6 months, they're always going to be way cheaper. But the Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth game, that seems somewhat recent.
Yeah, that's brand new.
Yeah.
$25 is a great price for it, so keep an eye out for that for sure. There's also going to be tons of online deals for these, though, so I'm not going to risk a bruise. This is a Kinect game, so the MSRP on Battle for Earth is sitting around $40 anyway, so it's $15 off.
Nice. Yeah, you also have to pick your battles. I mean, Best Buy is one of the crazier places on Black Friday because of the people that go for the $25 off of TVs and Blu-ray players and stuff like that, and they start throwing elbows there, so you kind of have to decide how much it's worth to you to pick up a video game at that discount.
Yeah, we're going to talk about online sales in a little bit, but I'm keeping my eye on an Amazon Lightning deal for that one. Now, over at Kohl's, they also open at midnight. They have the Play School Heroes Spider-Man Headquarters half off for $35. And Play School Heroes are also on sale at Target. They open at 9 o'clock tonight. But this is also a little bit of a scam. I think the Target Dot and Jeffrey are getting together. Because the Play School Heroes, the ad lists them 30% off at $7.99. But one of our listeners, Scott, emailed us, they're currently $6.88.
Well, the ad is showing that mid-sized vehicle thing. Are those the same price as the figure two packs? Because the ad showing the Anakin with the speeder bike. And so I'm guessing that's the ones with, like, isn't there a Spider-Man with a spaceship or a car or something like that?
There are some vehicle assortments, but it didn't say with vehicle. Maybe it's all of the Play School Heroes lines are 30% off?
Maybe.
It's hard to say now. Now you've got me thinking. Now I'm a little confused.
Well, the ad itself is confusing because they're not really showing exactly what might be on sale. Because if it's the two packs are generally cheaper than $7.99 anyway.
See, I'm used to paying close to $9 for them the few times I picked them up, like back around Amazing Spider-Man coming out where I wanted the lizard one. I mean, admittedly, the first time I took it up to Target, they tried to charge me $25 for it and they wouldn't back down. But then when I actually bought it, it was closer to $9. So $8 is a little bit of a savings.
This is a big savings for you. This ad is just for you.
Well, if they ended up being more than that and you missed the Friday sale at Target, Big Lots has them for $8 as well.
And this is the two packs. We've seen them in person. So, Justin, which stores are you planning on hitting, if any?
At this point, Walmart is the only thing that really has piqued my interest enough to get me off the couch and braving the crowds. And I'll probably be able to tell from one or two if it's worth tripping around to more of them from there. But those 8 packs do have me intrigued.
I may have to hit Toys R Us because they are having Squinkies buy two, get three free. And with all of the cute Spider-Man and Avengers and Marvel Squinkies there, plus I can laugh at the people buying Bonkazonks even at half off the entire Bonkazonk set. And maybe because I'm a little insane, I'll even pick up that stupid 12 pack with the four unpainted figures.
Arnie, I don't think anyone's going to dispute you having a problem.
I'm also going just to see if Walmart ever opens up all 52 of their lanes. Because if not now,
Justin, and come on. And if they do, you know you're always getting up behind the lady with 80 coupons who's going to argue the price of everything.
Mm-hmm. That's my luck. That happens almost every time.
And also, if you're out, there, I don't know of any Black Friday sales, but do hit your TJ Maxx. You never know what you're going to find. There have been cheap Sentinels just loading up mine, even some rumors of Galactus.
Yeah, and I'm hoping maybe with both versions of the Sentinel being found out there, maybe both versions of Galactus will be found.
But that is about it for sales. We will have a list on our website, MarveliciousToys.com, of every sale of walkie-talkies and skateboards and pup tents and costumed items and everything else we find about. But we want to keep on going with more of the collector-oriented stuff. But if you have kids or want to get a good Toys for Tots donation, check out the links on our website to those ads to figure out which stores to brave this afternoon. Me, I'm more of an online shopper. I've been keeping a very close eye on Amazon. They're having those lightning deals that become almost an addiction for me around the holidays. And it's not just Black Friday. This goes from the Monday before Thanksgiving through Christmas. And then they do stop. And these are amazing sales. I mean, you can get Iron Man on Blu-ray for $4 or on DVD for $2.
Wow.
Amazing Spider-Man on DVD for $9. X-Men Origins Wolverine, $2. I've got the times listed for these on our website, but definitely keep an eye on Amazon.com for their lightning deal calendar and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, where I will be posting when a lot of these good sales go up. I may not post every time these DVDs go on sale because there are multiple times already scheduled on the calendar, but those are out there. Tonight at 5:10 p.m., you could also get the amazing Spider-Man game for the PS3 and Xbox for $25, which is cheaper than Best Buy and no bruising.
That's the only place I get to use my hockey skills is on Black Friday.
Do these deals usually ship under the Prime?
Yeah, they'll do the Prime shipping. I'm a Prime member, and I think that costs me more than the Prime membership every year. It's like, Dr. Horrible for $7? Add to cart! And there's tons of sales out there. Things from Another World was already having a sale of some of their statues. They were having what they called Gray Sale Week, where it was 40 to 70% off Monday through Thursday. And then starting on Friday, they're jumping it to 50 to 80% off. There's some statues there. So keep an eye on our Facebook and Twitter for Black Friday and Cyber Monday unannounced online sales. But now it's time once again for our annual...
This is where we welcome some once-a-year listeners, potentially. Like we said, the significant others of our regular listeners. And we're going to be using a lot of words that sound like gobbledygook in the next segment. So please forgive us up front.
But this is where we go through everything Marvel, and it's been a huge year for Marvel with Avengers making $1 billion.
I'm sorry, I have to say it like Dr. Evil.
And then Amazing Spider-Man making $750 million.
Whoa.
And just to let you know what some of our ground rules were going in, we intentionally try to minimize pre-orders because we know that while Marjorie and I have a long-standing tradition, I wouldn't even say a habit, but a tradition of the big gift coming poorly printed out on inkjet paper in a legal-sized envelope. Sometimes a card if we're really fancy. But most people like to actually open their presents that day under the tree. And so we are trying to find things that are shipping right now. And also we're trying to find things that are readily available at retailers that are not eBay. Because with eBay, you never know what you're going to pay. We want you to have a hopefully safe and secure shopping experience and not one of those holidays like I've had where, where's that eBay seller who ripped me off and I didn't get Marjorie's gift?
Exactly.
So we're looking at things that are in stock, fairly recent, coming out this year or being current this year, and trying to hit all price ranges and all types of collectors, with, again, the exception of comic collectors, as we're a toy show. And if you're buying for a comic collector, I think that has to be really hard. Now, was it Amazing Spider-Man 192 he doesn't have, or was it Amazing Spider-Man 291?
Okay, if you're going to do something like that with comics, I'll just give you ladies or men some advice. Just find something and buy the entire run. That's what I did with Arnie for the Marvel Star Wars from the early 80s and late 70s. I just bought them all because I didn't want to have to worry about, oh, does he have this issue or this issue? What about this special issue? Does he have this? Yeah, just buy them all. It's so much easier.
But let's look at some of the big gifts. I think one of the most common gifts, and judging by the sales from Amazon, it's going to be one of the hotter selling items, are going to be the actual Marvel movies this year. The X-Men movies on sale. Of course, the Avengers movies on sale. And I know a lot of people who I said, did you pick up Avengers yet? Actually, I said, which version of Avengers did you pick up? And versions may mean plural. And they'd say, well, I kind of got to wait to give my wife something she knows that I want for Christmas. And so they'd wait. So there is the Avengers out there. And surprisingly, the version I would recommend as a gift is the only one I didn't buy.
Is that a hint?
No, it's not a hint.
Sometimes I use this as a gift mining expedition, I'm not going to lie.
So do I. What do you know?
Not I.
Justin just leaves it on loop for his wife.
Did you hear that? There, just go get that.
But Best Buy does have a very nice gift set that comes in an impressive box. It's a lenticular box of the Avengers art, and it lights up. So if you're a slut for lenticulars, or if you're a slut for light up, well, this is really your sweet spot.
Very specific market they're going to.
It's kind of hard to find some of the other special releases, too. The Targets with the bonus discs seem to be hit or miss. The Walmarts with the comic are just miss or miss. And go figure, it looks like they're releasing Avengers Season 1 in a hardcover trade paperback next year. So it's not as exclusive.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say if you want to give somebody a really cool gift, and they won't know what it is under the tree because it's not DVD-shaped, you could give them this with all of the bonuses that Best Buy throws in.
Yeah, it's always a little neater to get one of these sets like this. I mean, after all, it's called a gift set, you know? So it's more than just the movie. And like you said, you wrap it up and it doesn't look like a DVD. I hate wrapping DVDs in video games.
That's why you put them in another box and everybody can always guess what they are.
Yeah.
Then for Amazing Spider-Man, I'm kind of following the same rationale of, I know I said these statues weren't the greatest. They're not to scale. They're rubber. But if you're going to buy somebody the Amazing Spider-Man as a gift, the statues are a hell of a lot cooler than that cheap-looking Walmart mask.
For true. Yep.
As of this recording, the set with the statues is 58% off at Amazon, which is, yes, $20 less than I paid for it on pre-order.
Or you could just get the Blu-ray or the DVD and then walk over to the toy aisle and pick up the Walmart exclusive 6-inch figures for the Amazing Spider-Man line. Those are sitting around at every Walmart I've been in. If your significant other hasn't picked those up for themselves yet, that'd make a cool little set too.
I'll see your 6-inch figures and raise you and say, if you really want to be cool, go get them the Marvel Selects and throw a DVD in, and you could even put the Blu-ray in the same package as a Marvel Select and they'll never know.
Oh, well, touche. Well, or how about maybe a hot toy?
Ah, jinx!
But those are the common ones. I'm going to throw a couple other Blu-rays in that I've picked up that I think may be underlooked. First of all, I'm not a Whedonite, but if you enjoyed Avengers and enjoyed the way Joss Whedon writes superhero teams of Marvel characters, Joss Whedon cut his teeth writing superheroes with the astonishing X-Men comic run, and I didn't want to like it. I really didn't. But when Peter David, who I do like, wrote a novelization of the comics, I then went back and read the comics and found them to be really good, and the Peter David novel I'll give a review of. But for movies, for Blu-ray, they've made motion comics out of these. Now, motion comics are kind of crude animation with really poor voiceover, but if you're not a reader...
Arnie, you're a reader!
you can watch your comics. And they've put this out. He wrote several arcs, and they did a DVD per arc, which, of course, I bought. And then after the last arc was released, they said, oh, you want them in high def now? Here's a Blu-ray box set of all the arcs. So you're actually getting all four story arcs, which would be four regular DVDs in high def on Blu-ray for $31 from Amazon. And I honestly can't recommend this highly enough. You could just go get the comics too over in the trade paperback aisle at Barnes & Noble, but this is a more multimedia high def experience.
I'm not going to lie. The motion comics freak me out. They're just creepy to me.
It's almost like somebody's reading a storyboard and filming it.
Yes.
I think it's kind of cool, but sometimes you're watching it, you kind of feel like, I wish this was a full-on animation.
I hear you, which is why I have the next thing, which is an older thing that's recently been re-released. It is full-on animation. Back before Disney bought Marvel, and Marvel was partnering with Lionsgate Films to do full-on animated direct-to-DVD movies, and they did much more loose adaptations. The Joss Whedon, the motion comics are pretty much line-for-line verbatim the comics, but they did Ultimate Avengers, which is a loose adaptation of the Ultimates comics, which is Avengers in the Ultimates universe. They then did a couple of sequels, and you can get all three on a Blu-ray set for $15 at Amazon.
Nice.
There's some others out there. They honestly did go downhill in quality. I'd recommend the Ultimates one, and then if you happen to want some of the others, check them out. But I'd rent before you buy on any of those other titles. But for figures, Justin, I think we've already suggested some figures that would actually make really good gifts. But looking at the crop of figures that are out there, I think the number one item I suggest if you are buying for, first of all, kids, or second of all, collectors who just are kind of lax collectors and may not have picked up any Avengers figures yet, it's just a damn bargain and a one-and-done type purchase of that 8-pack of Avengers at Target.
Yeah, not a bad price. I mean, it's been sitting at like $45 now, which is $5 off. But even at $50, that's the perfect gift for somebody who's not a hardcore action figure collector like ourselves.
Likewise, I'm going to put in this category that Marvel Select 4-pack that's a Disney Store exclusive. I just got mine in on Monday. It's an impressively huge box. It's four giant figures. They're Spider-Man, but they're not so Spider-Man that it's too tied to it. It's got Agent Venom and Lizard and Green Goblin, and it's just a really impressive set of figures, which makes a great gift. They were really smart to put this out. Now, I did get this at 25% off, which made it a really easy buy because they had a coupon code, and if they do any more of those coupon codes, we will post them to our Facebook and Twitter.
And yeah, this is another one of those where it's a nice set for somebody like myself, where I would not go out and buy this for myself because it kind of goes against my own personal rules for Marvel Select. But I do dig a lot of these figures, and if somebody got it for me, I wouldn't be upset. Myself, I'm just going to grab that Lizard as an individual carded figure because I'm not too into the Goblin and the Spider-Man in that scale. But Venom and Lizard, anybody's going to like those.
Yeah, and those are both Disney exclusives. They're both brand new figures. And they're both individually available. So if those are the only two figures you'd like, then absolutely get those. But looking at gifts, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be upset that they got a really cool 4-pack. The detail and the articulation on all these figures is amazing. I have it in hand and can vouch for it. And there's a lot of other Marvel Selects that are reshipping that used to be hard to find and very expensive. A couple of my favorites that are newly shipping again. There's the Black Cat one, which is a nice thing. It's kind of got a Peeping Tom Spider-Man in the window.
You would like that one.
She's boob-tastic.
And then one that I've drastically overpaid for, but is shipping a third time, and if you order them at Entertainment Earth, should be here in December before the holidays, is the Red Hulk. That is always the hardest to find Hulk.
Yeah, that's perfect timing on their part to get that out there again in time for Christmas.
There's also the Green Hulk, so you can give the gift of the holidays, some Red and Green Hulk.
And if you are into pre-orders while we're talking about Marvel Select, if you know you have a Venom fan in your life, go ahead and pre-order the Venom that's coming out in February. I'm sure they'll be happy to wait.
That one is too awesome. I just will be going to my comic store the day it comes out to get it because I have to have that Venom. I'm lucky enough to have a comic shop that gets all of them in, and then I save on shipping, and he cuts me a deal because he knows I'm going to buy one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's four distinct different figures there. You could buy more than one, and even if your person is a Venom fan and they're going to buy it for themselves, this thing can display multiple ways, so.
And it's cool, because like you and I were saying last time, Justin, Agent Venom is cool, but he's not our Venom. This is our Venom.
This is our Venom.
Oh my god, you guys.
And one other thing you can get is an unreleased action figure. We talked about him a couple shows ago, the War Machine unreleased unmasked figure that's under $10 shipped from China that we are pretty sure is the real deal.
Yeah, it seems like the real deal, and if you do get this, you might want to search around your stores, or maybe the Walmart packs might have an extra War Machine in there, so you can open that and pop the guns and stuff on this one, because this one does not come with any weapons or accessories.
Now, both of ours had paint errors, Justin, so I went ahead since it's only $8. I mean, he's shipping from Singapore, so I figure he's barely making any money anyway. So I paid for another one, and it has flawless paint. It is absolutely pitch perfect. So I can now endorse this as a wonderful Christmas gift item.
Nice. Did you get any extra Ewok accessories this time?
No extra accessories at all. I was able to buy War Machine alone. I didn't have to buy them as part of a bundle.
Now, if you've got someone who's been a very good boy or a very good girl, you can get them the Helicarrier, which is huge. And if you really, really want to go all out, find one of the San Diego Comic-Con ones on eBay. They're overpriced, but it's huge and awesome.
Or if you sweet-talk Arnie, he might be willing to part with one of his 25, was it, that he ended up with?
Sweet-talk Arnie, sweet-talk Marjorie, he'll never notice. Come on, I'll make you a deal.
Oh, I'll notice when a 4-foot box is missing.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. It's like Stonehenge down in there.
It is like Stonehenge, I will say that.
They're stacked vertically. They're like pie symbols.
Well, if you do get the Helicarrier and you're looking for something to put on it, there's Quinjets out there. But if you want to be super cool, get into Costco and pick up the exclusive Quinjet that we talked about before that's got the better color scheme and the two exclusive figures that are cool. And I'm not sure how long this is on sale for, but it's been $20 over the last couple weeks here and there. So if you get in there and get lucky enough to find a pallet of them and you have somebody who is a Quinjet fan, I think that one will make them smile.
The great thing about both the Helicarrier and the Quinjet is if you're buying it for somebody who already has one, now they have two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a problem.
Very good point. Do they do samples of the Quinjet at Costco?
Now, our timely review host Jerry wrote in, and he suggests the Captain Action Thor and Loki costumes, which even were winning over Justin just a little bit.
Maybe just a teeny tiny bit.
It's okay, Justin. It's all right.
Not enough to make me buy one, but I didn't look away in disgust, I'll say that.
That's the first step. That's the first step.
You no longer sicken me.
Well, now that you've got a lot of toys under the tree for your loved one, how about something to wear or keep them warm? I couldn't wait for Christmas. I had Arnie buy me some t-shirts and sweatshirts from Disney.com when they had a big sale a couple weeks ago. But if you want to buy something for that special female or that special man who likes to wear women's clothes, over on Etsy you can get a really cool Marvel Comics push-up bra with a thong.
What?
Wow.
The bra's cool. I'm not so sure about the thong.
It's a little busy.
The thong?
No, the bra.
Yeah, but it's the Marvel Comics fabric.
And for some outerwear, as you mentioned, are a number of t-shirts. At this point, there are so many Marvel t-shirt vendors. All you have to do is figure out what character your loved one likes. And unless it is so obscure that it's like Slide or Molecule Man, you'll probably be able to find a shirt for the character. Superhero stuff, we talk about them all the time. They are a great place for any type of Marvel Comics shirts and apparel, as well as just tons of tchotchke gifts. And honestly, cami sets far sexier than the Etsy thing Marjorie pointed out.
Yeah, they are actually really cute. They have these little cute tiny tank tops, little boy shorts. They have Black Widow, She-Hulk, a Captain America, very cool, very sexy, and they're like $25 to $35, depending on if you find them on sale or not.
See, those I can dig. Those aren't overly busy.
So you just don't like your girl's sexy wear busy, Justin. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Draws too much attention away. It confuses me.
Okay. Boobs are confusing enough.
Exactly.
Now, if you want to lounge around the hearth with your lover, you can get him a Spider-Man bathrobe, and it's got a nice little hood, a big spider on back. It's red and blue. Very cute at $34.99.
I almost bought this at Wizard World, too. I, like, circled this thing three times.
They've got the Venom one. It kind of looks like a boxer's little...
That's what I was going to say. This would be perfect for somebody, an up-and-coming boxer, to walk into the ring with this on.
I just realized I'm not the type to lounge around in a bathrobe, but if I was, it would totally be a Venom bathrobe.
I've never once in my life owned a bathrobe, so...
Yeah, I don't even own one either. It's okay, just throw on some sleep pants and a shirt and go.
But no, there's a ton of cool items. There's also jewelry at Superhero Stuff. I've given Marjorie several sets of earrings. Depending on her mood of the day, her earrings could be Captain America or Punisher. I usually get the hell out of the house when it's Punisher. But there's a lot of great items there. And Superhero Stuff is having a Black Friday through Cyber Monday sale. On Black Friday, they have $16 men's. $10 to 12% off. Hold off at Superhero Stuff. It will be soon enough. Also, in the way of books, and again, steering away from graphic novels, a lot of good books came out this year for Marvel. We already did an in-depth review on the show of the Marvel Superheroes versus Villains pop-up book. You know, it's not a pop-up book for kids. It's a pop-up book for those who love Marvel art by well-known Marvel artists like Greg Horn, Alex Ross, Christian Knock, and Dave Dorman. And also one that I'm just now getting into, they had a real good special on this for the Kindle. It was $11. You can get it hardcover for $15. It's Marvel Comics, The Untold Story. That's a behind-the-scenes account. Basically, all the gossip from the up-and-coming Marvel Comics industry from the 60s on through.
That's pretty cool. It's kind of like EW for comics in the past rather than the future. Well, I'm always on the lookout for, like, the art of books. I always dig, you know, concept art and finding a good artist who has a nice style. And if you have somebody like that and they're a fan of Todd McFarlane, the art of Todd McFarlane in the hardcover is available on Amazon. And it's only like $36, which is almost half off of its cover price, which is a pretty darn good price.
I have pre-ordered this. Now, the reviews on this are mixed because they say it's a book that can't decide what it wants to be. It's not a picture book. It's trying to be a biography, but it's a biography with a lot of pictures. But the reason I pre-ordered this book is because this has just a ton of Todd McFarlane art in it, and some of it has never been printed in this size before. You're getting covers bigger than covers. It's a huge book. So while the prose may not be quite so worth it, the art is going to be tremendous, much like Todd McFarlane's own actual comic work.
So yeah, it is a pre-order. When is this set to publish?
After years of delays, because this is a book that's been teased for so long, it's coming out December 4th, so you would definitely have it to put under that tree.
Excellent.
And there's a ton of other art of books that I like. You know, again, if you know the person you're buying for likes Greg Horn's art or something, you see them liking all his images on Facebook on your own timeline, there's the art of books of those. Also, there's art of for the video games and the movies, like the Marvel versus Capcom. They got an official complete work art of book. And that is just a ton of high-res art from the Marvel versus Capcom games.
And I bet you it has that stupid dog wolf in there, too.
Here's the thing, is it's not just doing Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom. This is going back to the X-Men Children of the Atom days. It is covering the entire oeuvre of those games, which really has me excited for this book. And there is a hardcover limited edition of 500 copies, or you can just get the standard edition, probably what I will do, for $30 on Amazon.
Excellent.
And for the movies, there's a box set of the art of Marvel Studios. This is Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, and Captain America, all the art of books in one nice box for $100 from Entertainment Earth, shipping still this month. The only one you're missing is Avengers, and Art of Avengers is half off at Amazon for $28. That's just a wonderful gift for the people who love the movies and, like Justin, love the art.
That's me.
The art of movies books aren't so much for me. I kind of went down that path and then went, oh, well, it's another thing to fill up a bookshelf.
It's, you know, it's the customizer in me that gets in on those, because I always like still shots of things that were in movies to always check for accuracy or what can be improved on figures. And that's really why I got into those in the first place.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I can see that. For me, I like the style of the art, but I don't know. I much prefer like the Todd McFarlane art books and things instead of like the concept art, which is sometimes more sketchy. And another book that's on my Christmas list, it just came out a few weeks back, is Spider-Man Chronicle, a year-by-year visual history. I love these Chronicle books. They did the Marvel Chronicle not too long ago. This one takes a year-by-year look at Spider-Man's history, his major story arcs, the creators behind the scenes, the movies made, full of art and a lot of history. And it's $50 retail, but through Amazon, you can get it for $30.55. So those are a lot of items for the lower price points, you know, trying to keep it down. Even the $100 books, that's four books, so $25 a book. Let's get a little bit more expensive, shall we? These are for the big Christmas gift item that you center all other gifts around, that you blow your budget on. Or if you have a lot more money than us, I guess it's called a stocking stuffer. And I'm going to lead with one that is just my favorite collectible of this year. I've bought a lot of Marvel stuff this year. But there's an item that every time it comes up in my email that it's still in stock, I go, I need that. Oh, I have it. And if you own something and you still want it, that is a sign of a great collectible. And that's how I feel about Gentle Giant's Thor Frog Mini Bust.
Throg!
It's just hysterical.
I'm actually glad it's kind of still available. I need to get it myself yet. And after getting Squirrel Pool, I think I need to have Throg to go along with him.
You totally need Throg.
You do, absolutely.
He just is such a great piece, and he's so small, being a tiny character, that he doesn't look out of place around other minibus you have, if you have any. And if you don't, he's just a great little desk ornament. I just can't get enough of Throg. He's just so brightly colored. So he, at $40, is a must-have, perhaps stocking stuffer because he's small, or nice gift because he's $40.
He's just taking himself so seriously.
Well, wouldn't you?
You know frogs, they have no sense of humor. It's the toads that party.
I could tell you some stories.
Don't do toad.
Don't do toad, kids.
And slightly more expensive, but not very much. We've talked on the show quite a bit about the Bishojo line from Kotobukiya. And several of those are in stock, ready to ship at a number of stores, and some are very reasonable. The Black Widow that we just reviewed a few weeks ago, the regular edition, is only $50 at Entertainment Earth. They also have Storm and several others. So if the person you're buying for likes this style of art, likes the anime style with Marvel Comics, this is a very good gift to give, because it's often something people won't buy for themselves.
Yeah. And something else that people might not necessarily buy for themselves, but might have their eye on, is the Sideshow Thor Movie Destroyer maquette. Now, the reason they might not buy it for themselves is because this one has a little bit of a price tag on it. It's $499.99, but it's limited to 1,000 pieces, and his eyes light up, just like in the movie.
I have seen this in person and left drool on the display case. It's 26 inches tall. It's chrome painted. It's light up. I'm not a huge enough Thor fan to buy a $500 Thor item.
These guys are my favorite part of the Thor movie besides Kat Denning, because she is awesome. I think that's too much money for him. Now, he's wicked cool. I have the Marvel figure of this guy on my desk, and I love it because his chest lights up. But I can't see spending $500 on this man.
Yeah, it's just awesome, though, with the spikes all over it. It is truly an impressive gift. And yeah, this is one of those things that people don't buy themselves. We're all sitting here like, ooh, $500. That's why you buy a gift for somebody, because you buy them something they wouldn't spend $500 on themselves.
Exactly. And if you need to see just how big it is, Sideshow has their obligatory apple shot up in their gallery. And this guy is a monster. The apple looks like a little Bing cherry sitting next to an action figure.
If you want to spend a little bit more money and your loved one really loves Iron Man, you can get the Iron Man Mark VII life-size bust for $799.99. I highly suggest the flex pay on this one. You can get it for as little as $114 a month. Now, this would be a pre-order because it doesn't come out till May 2013. He's pretty. He's shiny.
He lights up. And here's the thing that made me think we should add him to the list, even though he is a pre-order and we try to shy away from them. I'm wondering if this is your last chance to get an Iron Man life-sized bust in the red and gold. Because we've seen in the new movie, he's not wearing the red and gold. They're moving away from that iconic style. And they've already done the previous one. It sold out. You think $800 is a lot for this? You should see the prices they're charging for the sold out ones on eBay. And here to get this, if you like the red and gold Iron Man, this may be your last chance. And yeah, you are giving somebody a little envelope and then you're getting a bill on your credit card of $115 a month because I'm with Marjorie, flex pay all the way on this thing. But May happens to be when a little movie's coming out that will have the person who you're buying this for at all-time hype high.
And pretty sure that this outfit, this version of the armor, will make at least a small appearance in this next movie. It's kind of the way it's been going with the last couple. So, seeing these things in person, you know, I'm not a huge bust fan myself, but this is cool. We saw these at Comic-Con, and it's like Tony came home from work and took off the top half of his armor and sat it down on the table. It's so lifelike and right in your face.
And they have the War Machine, which is even bigger and even cooler, but being War Machine, I just didn't know that he was necessarily worthy of this list. If you live in a totally different tax bracket than one I've ever visited, you could give both to your loved one and have bookends.
Gonna need a little more room for War Machine. Yeah, exactly. Because he has the huge Gatling gun. That takes up some space. But I'm guessing if you can afford this as a gift, you probably have extra space in your home.
It'd be like John Lovett's home in the Benchwarmers.
The robot will dust it for you.
Yes.
And of course, while you're at Sideshow's site, we wouldn't be Marvelicious Toys if we didn't talk about Hot Toys, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
They have a number of them in stock, ready to ship. Of course, there's a ton of Hot Toys pre-orders. We seem to focus on the pre-orders, but right now, it seems like every day there's a new Hot Toy at my door. Really, it's about once a week right now. I've gotten Hawkeye, I've gotten Nick Fury, and Ironmonger is shipping. And a lot of the older ones are still lingering in their stock room right now, and they're good bargains. They even had a discount of half off their new Goblin Hot Toy earlier this week. So if you'd missed out on that one, and you may think, oh, new Goblin, nobody would want him even for $80. Yeah, that's what I thought about Abigail Whistler, who now goes for $300 to $400 on eBay.
Whistler.
Well, even at $80, you know, you get that new Goblin and just use the body for cheaper than it costs to get a true type body out of Hot Toys.
Oh, crap, I should have done that now. Jeez. Well, one that they've announced is going low stock and will be sold out soon is that Hot Toys Iron Man Mark I version 2.0.
That's not confusing.
Well, it's the second release of the Mark I because the first Mark I was hovering around $1,000 on eBay.
Yep. And actually, we all agreed that this one was a decided improvement over the first release anyway.
Yeah. And it comes with the removable helmet, you get the Tony Stark alternate head, you get the flame effect, which is hit or miss, you get all the detail on the armor. And I know that, to me, it holds just a lot of nostalgia from that first film. They also still have in stock the Iron Man Mark II Armor Unleashed version, which is a Sideshow exclusive version with a holographic forearm accessory.
And like you said, Ironmonger is now starting to ship. He should be hitting our doorsteps any day now. So if you have somebody in your family who's really big into Iron Man, and they have a couple Iron Man Hot Toys, they need Ironmonger to go with them.
Where's his bad influences?
No toy collection is complete without Jeff Bridges staring at you.
Oh.
The Ironmonger abides, man.
I can't wait to review this for the show and take pictures of how giant it is next to the regular figure. They made a mistake not putting that in the Sideshow Gallery because this is a huge, huge figure. Other than like the Batmobile, this is one of the largest things Hot Toys has made, and it is so worth it from what I've seen at Comic-Con. Just can't wait to get that in my hands.
Yeah. And I mean, having said that, it's pricey, don't get me wrong, at $479, but it could be a lot more expensive for how big and how intricate it is.
If your loved one isn't an Iron Man fan, they also have the black suit Spider-Man and the new Goblin, so you can go Spider-Man 3. And if you do use that coupon code, which might still be working, it was going to work for the next 30 people who bought the new Goblin from Sideshow, and realistically, I don't know if 30 people have bought it since they put up that coupon code Monday, but you might want to try that with coupon code BFWGoblin. That's like Black Friday Week Goblin.
Well, if you have an Iron Man and he needs a gantry, the gantry is still available, but the Iron Man version is sold out. The gantry may be the most expensive, quote-unquote, accessory for a Hot Toy ever at $360, but it's super cool.
And super complicated. I'm still a little scared to touch one if I ever see it in person. It looks like it's got a lot of moving parts.
The whole thing's frightened me anyway, so I'm always afraid to look at them.
You know, it's not that bad. Having it, having played with it, having set it up, it really doesn't feel as fragile as it looks, and it is a great thing. Now, they did sell out of the version that comes with the Iron Man Mark IV. So you will need some form of Iron Man at some point in time to display this properly, but it is a wonderful thing. And if you missed out on a Hot Toy, if you need an Iron Man Mark IV and you don't want to go to eBay, either you don't like PayPal, I don't like PayPal, or you just don't trust the strange person who's selling, ToyWiz.com has a huge selection of backstock on Hot Toys. You can also pre-order, but we always recommend pre-ordering from Sideshow. So you could pre-order the Mark VII from Sideshow and get that to go in the gantry at some point. But if you have to have the Mark IV, you really want that verisimilitude with the movie, you can get it at ToyWiz.com for $900.
Which is the going price. It's not like they're scalping out there. That's better than what you might get on eBay.
And you're buying from a store that has a number that you can call and talk to people and have some recourse if there's a problem. I've never had to return anything to them, but I would feel more comfortable if I'm going to spend $800 on a Hot Toy going to a store than going to eBay sellers, especially international eBay sellers, where you do have to worry about counterfeits.
Exactly.
Or finally, if you have a loved one who already has a ton of Hot Toys and you just want to get them something fun, Justin, did you actually click buy it now for the Black Sabbath outfit Tony Stark? Because I totally did.
Did you? That's awesome.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was all set to buy that for him for Christmas. I was starting to look into it and watch some auctions. And all of a sudden, Arnie goes, hey, you know what we were talking about in the show at the Black Sabbath? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I bought it. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, well, I guess I will go back to the drawing board now.
And thus the moratorium where I'm not allowed to buy anything till Christmas began.
Well, I think we find ourselves in slightly similar yet different predicaments with this one. I think you're in the need for a body, but might have an extra Tony head laying around from all the extra Iron Man you own. And I'm in need of a head. So I'm still trying to find a good-looking Tony Stark head on eBay at a decent price before I pull the trigger on the outfit. I've been watching it and making sure that it's not getting under, you know, more than 10 available. But as soon as I find the right head, I'm going to pull the trigger on this one.
The great thing about giving this as a gift, yes, you may have to do a little bit more work. You may have to get a true type body. You may have to find a Tony Stark head. And by the time you do all that, the $35 you paid for the outfits is the cheapest part of that whole bargain. But if you are buying for someone who already has Hot Toys, then all you need to do is give them the body. They do, like me, probably have some extra Tony Stark heads rolling around, literally rolling. And they'll never expect this because they may not even know it exists, except they've told you to listen to our show.
So maybe they missed that episode.
But let's go the other way. Those were the big items. What about some really cheap items?
How about some Squinkies 2-packs for $2 at Target?
These were very cool. These are at Target in the holiday under $5 aisle. And they're these little two packs of Squinkies. They're really small. They're perfect stocking stuffers because you could actually fit them in a sock. And they're just two Squinkies. They are not random. They are actually paired. Like, there is the large character pair of Hulk and Blob. Or there's the X-Men pair. There's the Spider-Man Green Goblin pair. I don't know how many pairs there are. I have found 5 pairs so far. But at $2 a piece, these are just a cute little gift that you can give somebody to brighten their day.
Yeah, and what's awesome about that is they're not blind packaged, so you can grab 3 or 4 of them to stuff in the same person's stocking, knowing that they're not getting doubled up.
Also in that same aisle, they had the Play School Superhero Adventure little beanies. They're about, what'd you say, Arnie, 6 inches?
I would say 4.
They're $5 each. They're very cute. I made him buy one of every one. Hulk seems to be the chase, or else he's just the most popular.
I think he's the most popular, but I was there as they were opening a brand new case, and because he's bigger, they seem to put less in. There's 4 of these. They do Spider-Man, Wolverine, Hulk, and Iron Man, so the 4 most popular Marvel characters, I guess. But for $5 a piece, even though I'm not a huge fan of the Play School figures, these were really cute.
But I have a subset of Marvel plushie collection, so they're pretty cool. Now, over at ThinkGeek again, which should tell you it's an awesome website, we talked about these a few shows ago. You can get these superhero car decals, like, you know, those little stick people with their little stick kids and little stick dogs. Now you can get it with Marvel superheroes and kick their butts.
I just like the Marvel logo. I don't want the family. I just want the Marvel logo for my windshield that comes with it.
Yeah, that could be pretty cool.
Entertainment Earth has a new piece of Marvel retro luggage coming out. They're coming out with a rolling suitcase. So now you've got something for the overhead bin when you're traveling. I have the little toiletry bag, which is awesome. I've had it for like 3 or 4 years now. It's really held up. I paid a lot more than $14.99 for it, I'll tell you that. We only paid like $30 for it when I bought
it. At Comic-Con,
yeah. Yeah, Comic-Con. But it's good, thick, like fake leather stuff. It's held up really well. I take it everywhere with me and I travel a lot. I can just imagine this rolling suitcase is going to be just as sturdy and great. And it's really cool. Everybody asked me about it.
The thing that I love about this rolling suitcase is we have black luggage and we always have that moment. And I have some red luggage too, where it's coming around the conveyor belt and I'm like, is that one mine?
And everyone else around you is doing the same thing.
Yeah, and then I grab the wrong person's luggage and then somebody thinks I'm trying to steal their luggage and they like tackle me and start pummeling my face. And if you have this, it's not going to happen. This will save you from getting your ass kicked at the bag check.
Exactly. And if for some reason somebody has the exact same bag, you can always open up yours and pull out the matching bra to prove that this is your set of luggage.
Exactly. See, I've got this plan.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else has this exact same set of luggage on your flight, you've just made a friend.
Or you're going to Comic-Con.
Exactly.
And you have a friend for Comic-Con. And if she has that bra, you have a friend with benefits for Comic-Con. Now, at Toy Fair last year, we saw a lot of very cool Avengers tchotchkes that we weren't sure were going to make it to the States. And now they have. And these things are awesome. They are Avengers thumb drives. Now, I wish I had a use for a thumb drive. 8 gigabytes is just too small. I roll in terabytes these days.
Like a gangsta.
I don't know what I would put on 8 gig. I really don't. I couldn't even put a CD.
A little PowerPoint, maybe.
Yeah, maybe one PowerPoint for one presentation. But I desperately want the USB thumb drive with the Iron Man with the glowing eyes.
You would never use it.
I know. I just wish I would.
It is pretty cool. I've never been into these character USB drives. I know Star Wars and Mimeobot makes all these like little odd shaped ones, and those don't really do anything for me, but this Iron Man almost looks like Iron Man's head, just a little bit flatter. And with those light up eyes, you would want to plug it in.
There's also a War Machine with light up eyes. I thought it was Iron Man Mark II at first, but no, War Machine. They also have a Captain America shield and a Thor hammer, and poor Hulk, he's lame, he gets a fist. If you want the whole set of 4, you actually can save and get all 4 Avenger thumb drives and a whopping 32 gigabytes of storage for $130. Let me know when they come out with glowing eye portable hard drive Iron Man.
There you go.
Now, in addition to my Marvel problem, I have a coffee cup problem. So I have a ton of Marvel coffee mugs right now. Amazon has 4 really cool ones right now. They've got a Stark Industries coffee mug, which is great because it kind of looks like you just went to the Stark gift shop when you toured the public parts of Stark Industries.
It's so minimalist. It's either awesome or terrible. I cannot decide.
It's awesome.
I'm going to side on awesome. I dig stuff like that.
It's subtle, which I like. You could actually have this on your desk at work and nobody would think twice about it.
Because it looks like you got it at the company store when you went on a tour.
But then they have some colorful ones. I got the giant-sized X-Men one, which is the comic art for it.
I almost bought that for you last year or two just for fun. And that's funny you bought it now. And then there's the Ladies Night ceramic mug, which is very pretty. And there's the I Only Date Superheroes coffee mug that you bought me too. Now, these all were, all this graphics, these are the same graphics that were on those Walmart tote bags a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's reused art, but they're, first of all, very inexpensive. Like, the I Only Date Superheroes was down to $7.16. And I picked up these for about $9 a piece with free shipping. So, I definitely suggest checking them out, but the absolute most awesomest coffee mug, which you made me buy 2 of.
I did, because I had to have one to drink out of and one to keep as a backup. And so maybe I think I need a 3rd one even, just in case something would happen to one of these 2. And I want to thank my friends at Action Figure Blues for alerting this to me at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Think Geek, who is now my absolute positively favorite website, as if I didn't already make them my favoriteest website, has a MODOK coffee mug.
And not just a MODOK coffee mug, it's a sculpted MODOK.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is kick-ass.
I love it.
And it says, love MODOK, hand wash him.
Yeah. And I love him enough, I will wash him.
It actually says, mobile organism designed only for coffee. With a K.
And it's capable of superhuman heat resistance.
He's not microwave safe, though.
Most importantly for Marjorie, he holds 20 ounces of coffee.
He does.
Which explains why she's so animated tonight.
Talk about a perfect synergy, though. I mean, like, out of all the characters, he's about the only one that is already pre-shaped like a coffee mug anyway.
Yeah, I guess he is.
But then if you want to give a really special type of gift, you can always give the gift of something custom made. Marjorie had talked about the Etsy bras. Etsy is a great place to find just custom made, one of a kind Marvel collectibles.
Yeah, and I stumbled across this because it turns out it's someone I know who's awesome. His name is Ryan. His shop on Etsy is called Mr. Biz, MRBYZ, and he makes perler things, which are those little tiny plastic beads that you melt together. And they're awesome. He's got an Avengers set up that's got Thor, Cap, Nick Fury, Iron Man and Hulk, and a giant Avengers A. And they're just kind of neat little decorations to have. I've got 2 that he sent us, and I've got them on my mantle right now on my fireplace because they're so cool.
See, I thought those were little individual Lego pieces, but those are actually those melty things.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. You build them and you melt them with an iron to make them all one piece. And it's kind of neat how he can construct 3D things out of this. Making it flat is one thing, but making them 3D is really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I like his flat ones because they remind me of 8-bit Atari art. I mean, he's got a couple of Nintendo characters on here, like the perfect looking Zelda and the perfect looking Mario straight out of Donkey Kong.
There's a great flat Thor also that's really neat, and a Spider-Man in a web that's really cool.
See, that Spider-Man is what I was getting to because it reminds me of the Atari 2600 Spider-Man game they have.
Anyway, these are really cute. Take a look at his shop. He's got some neat stuff, and, you know, he can custom make things, I'm sure. He's just getting an idea. He can do what he can to make it. So check him out. It's really cool to give something someone homemade. Etsy's a great place for stuff like this.
Yeah, or even just look at it for ideas and then, you know, grab the pieces you need at a craft store and have a family day making these for yourselves as gifts for your Marvel fan.
Also, something else I can recommend, and this is something I've gotten for Marjorie several years in a row, is some custom artwork. Now, I actually feel like I've filled our walls with some custom artwork. I got her several pieces last year from a couple of her favorite artists, Tom Beland and Agnes Grabowska. But if you know that someone in your life has a favorite character or a favorite artist, you can always try to see if their commission list is available. Like, I have Mark McKenna, who's a Marvel Comics artist who I met at a convention this year, and he did some work for one of my other shows. He's just doing a couple pieces for me. He just did a Howard the Duck piece that I just got this Monday. And for Christmas, he's working on a sexy red and green She-Hulk piece.
Nice.
And I always say, you know, with Marjorie's, I did things like I had Agnes Grabowska do her dogs as the X-Men, which I gave her last year.
Not Agnes's dogs, our dogs.
No, your dogs.
Because I don't, I'm sure her dogs are very cute, but I don't want her dogs hanging up in my house.
Or I got one where you were Pepper Potts in the Iron Woman armor, and I was the Tony Stark in the Iron Man armor from...
Because I'm your Pepper Potts.
Yeah, it was just some great little pieces of art to give, and there's nothing more personal than when you hire somebody to create something, or if you have talent, which I don't, creating it yourself.
Here's some stick figures I made, honey. No, really, that's Iron Man. Now, something for the ladies, again. Over at Urban Collector, they've got some Captain America charm earrings. I think they're really cute. They're just kind of sparkly and dangly and have little wings on them and some red and blue jewels. I think they're pretty.
I like them because they're subtle. You would not know Captain America looking at them because there's the stars, there's the wings, there's the red and the blue, but the shield logo on it is so small. It just looks like cute dangly earrings, but you know it's Captain America. You know, it's sporting the colors in a subtle way.
Yeah, it's not like it's a big old gaudy logo set of earrings. It's just, you would never know unless somebody looked at them really close and you explained, oh, it's Captain America.
Well, they have a bunch of other cute earrings at Urban Collector also, so definitely check them out if there is a special man or girl that you need to buy something for. I mean, they even have Ghost Rider jewelry.
I'm sorry, did you say Ghost Rider?
I did. Do you need a Ghost Rider ring?
I might.
Is it a big old skull?
No, it's actually some of the stuff with his head and flames and stuff.
Nice.
There's cufflinks. And for your Marvel fan that likes to cook, William Sonoma has some wonderful Marvel flexible spatulas. I picked up the Spider-Man one for Arnie last time that I was in a William Sonoma, and we haven't used it yet because he's just so cute and I'm really afraid of using him, which I'm sure they're very durable. They're heat-resistant nylon silicone, but they're just so cool. It's the heads. You've got Spider-Man, Iron Man, Cap, and Hulk. I like them, and they're really affordable, too.
I like them. The Cap freaks me out a little bit with his blue face. They didn't use a third color for his skin.
It's kind of weird with his, like, one giant tooth that's like a rectangle. And his eyes are kind of creepy.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to see that face after flipping a pancake, but...
No. I kind of feel bad that Thor got the shaft in this, though.
That would be an even creepier spatula.
But if you're at Williams-Sonoma, you can get a bunch of cool Marvel things. They have cookie cutters, they have little cakelet pans, and you could have a really fun day with a special someone or some kids making some Marvel stuff. And while you're at Williams-Sonoma, you might as well just stop and get the whole yuppie experience out of the way and go to Pottery Barn, because they have superhero knobs. Now, it's not what you think, guys. These are drawer pulls.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah, they shouldn't have called them knobs.
Yeah, they have Spider-Man. I don't think this would be good for our house. I don't think I'd want Spider-Man staring at me.
But if you were 8, you would love this.
Absolutely.
Now, perhaps the coolest thing on the Christmas list, in my opinion, and I'm not even that big of a fan of his, I just think he's fun because he's a wise ass, the Deadpool pencil cup.
Yeah, it's finally shipping. We've been seeing this awesome pen holder for going on 2 years now, and it's been in Gentle Giant's booth year in and year out, and we're finally going to be able to get our hands on it. And as I've said in the past, if you're a Deadpool fan, this is a no-brainer.
Is that a pun?
Haha, not intentional.
Since he has an exposed brain?
But yeah, this is just great. I'm going to get 2. Well, maybe not at that price. I didn't realize they're $89.
So you're going to get 1.
I'm going to get 1.
And then if you're lucky, Shove will buy you another.
There you go. But yeah, it's the perfect face for Deadpool, and he's making an expression. You can tell he's kind of pouty face under his mask because he's got Sharpies in his brain.
And finally, the last random item. We saw this at Barnes & Noble. I'm not a board game player, but if I was, I would totally have bought the classic art style Marvel Comics Monopoly. It's got, like, even the yellowed box to have the look of, like, Silver Age comics as they look today. And all that real old school kind of Kirby era art. And I just would love to know what the cards say, you know, instead of your mutual fund has matured, collect $200. I'd love to see something like Mr. Fantastic has a new patent, collect $200.
Yeah, what are all the properties called and all that good stuff? That could be fun to check out.
It's $40 either online or at Barnes & Noble. So we hope that you'll find something there you can put under the tree. If you are really stuck, the person you're buying for has all these things. Well, there are some pre-orders that I think we can endorse, though, that are just such cool items that the person won't mind just getting a few stocking stuffers of Squinkies and then knowing that the big gift is yet to come. I know I have never once minded knowing that there's a huge gift that I can anticipate for months.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially if it was something like, you know, the Marvel Legends Wave 4 series that's set to come out next year. These are always hard to find at retail. Always. And with this new set, it's a lot of new characters and a lot of never done before throughout the entire line characters. And some upgrades to ones that have been done. So if your Marvel fan collects Marvel Legends at all, this wave is going to be definitely something they want to get their hands on. So yeah, find your favorite retailer. Entertainment Earth is usually pretty good about having these things up as soon as they're ready to go. You won't have an unhappy collector when these finally show up on your doorstep around February is when they're set to be out there. And saves them a lot of time and effort.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a great set with the Archangel with the giant wings and Red She-Hulk, Hyperion, and then X-Force Wolverine. I mean, it's just a really nice set that if you know someone loves Marvel Legends, giving them this, they'll get it by Valentine's Day, and you'll be giving them something you know they don't have because it's not out yet. And what's better to say around St. Patrick's Day, maybe, when things ship, than we have a Hulk? There are three Avengers Hulk items that I am just lusting after, that I highly endorse. One of which I've pre-ordered, one of which I will pre-order, and one of which I'm trying to convince myself I don't need. And we'll let you, the listener, decide which is which. First, Gentle Giant just announced a Avengers Movie Hulk mini bust. Now, I have a hard time calling this a mini bust, as it's almost a foot tall.
But it's still only half a Hulk, therefore a mini bust.
But the likeness on that is so eerie.
It looks just like Mark Ruffalo.
Now, this is, because of the huge size, $95.
Mini busts are really getting expensive.
And it's expected to ship in the summer. But again, what a likeness. Or you can go bigger if half a Hulk isn't enough. Let's go whole Hulk.
We're going whole Hulk.
How about the Hulk maquette? 1/4 scale Hulk. This thing is so impressive. We saw this at Comic-Con. I couldn't believe how damn cool it was. It's from Sideshow. It's pricey. It's almost life-sized Iron Man bust pricey at $650, but it is on pre-order and expected to ship in February and would look damn fine if you have the Captain America or even if you don't.
Is it on Arnie's pre-order?
Arnie has not pre-ordered that one yet.
That's the one I was guessing too, because the next one is definitely pre-ordered, maybe even twice. Of course, we're talking about the Hot Toys Hulk.
Yeah, I'm flex paying this like a mofo.
Oh, yeah.
This thing, again, Hulk is big. This is a giant hot toy at 16 and a half inches, or 42 centimeters for you international listeners.
Yep, this is the most anticipated hot toy out of all the Avengers hot toys that have been coming out over the last year. And we're still going to have to wait till March for it to come out. But that's not that long from now. I mean, we waited a lot longer for him to even reveal what he looked like after seeing the silhouette. So any true Hulk fan who's into the Avengers toys and have been getting the other hot toys ones, make sure that they have this one to round out the crew.
The great thing is, if you're a Hulk fan, you don't need the other hot toys. You can just have a Hulk because he's that cool. And with the flexible arms and things, if you just got, say, a Loki, or you just got, say, the new Goblin, all right, you're just giving them an excuse to buy a partner piece for that, because unless you're a huge New Goblin fan, you're probably going to want something to display with him. But if you're a Hulk fan, but you don't want to go down the road of Hot Toys, there is nothing wrong with just having this big Hulk right on your desk and going, I'm awesome because I own this.
Very true.
Also pre-ordered from Sideshow. This has been a hot seller. Their exclusive edition premium format figures, I have not seen go over 1,000 pieces in a long time. But the Deadpool Sideshow exclusive edition premium format figure, they have set the edition size of that at 1,250 pieces. Now, if you follow these premium format, the exclusive versions go crazy high on eBay the minute they sell out from Sideshow, even if before it's shipped. This ships next June, but man, we again saw this at Comic-Con. I can't believe the detail in the outfit and everything. $350. If it's somebody like Justin who loves Deadpool, they cannot do anything except wait for June to come fast enough if you pre-order this for them.
Exactly. And I am accepting gifts this year, everybody. So, you know, if you all want to pitch in and get old Justin the Deadpool with his choking chicken, I won't be too upset about it. Actually, don't, because I pre-ordered it.
And the final gift that I've put on the pre-order list, and it's only a pre-order because of a lawsuit, folks. The Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Avengers Assemble 10-disc limited edition 6-movie collector's Blu-ray set.
Yeah, what's the update on this?
Well, they have revealed the new box set will have Phase 2 information. There will be some Iron Man 3 stuff. With extra bonus materials, there's going to be an alternate ending to Thor, where Jane sends out some kind of beacon and guides Thor back to Earth, which explains how the hell he got there for Avengers. So there's some bonus materials never seen before, at the very least. All of those S.H.I.E.L.D. files. Sure, we're going to still get the Tesseract. It really looks like this set has transformed, whereas it was something that marked Phase 2, so I'm even more excited for it. And it's now increased in price, so if you pre-ordered it before, you're really happy you did. It's now sitting at about $200. We're still going to be getting our Tesseract, I'm pretty sure, even if it's not coming in a briefcase.
We'll see what happens with this.
Given the price, and given that most people probably have at least 5 of the 6 movies, I think this is a great gift because you're going to be getting them all the extras that come. And at the moment, yeah, the extras are a little bit up in the air, so you're going on faith. The advantage is it's Amazon, and Amazon's very good about canceling pre-orders, no money down. So that is our show for this week. We hope you found something to buy yourself or someone you love. But while you're out shopping, I do want to once again remind you to buy something for someone you don't know and to take a little time. Go to TJ Maxx, go to Walmart where they've decreased the price of the Spider-Man figures, or go out tonight and get an 8-pack. And I'm not saying this to be cheap. I'm saying this to you, buy more for Toys for Tots. Because kids without gifts this holiday season are just something that is a terribly depressing thought. And we're trying to do everything we can to spread the word, to remember to drop something. Don't just walk past the boxes when you leave the store. Don't just peer in and go, did anyone put a collectible in there and maybe I can do a 1-for-1 swap? Hey, is that a Blastar with the translucent hands? Hey, excuse me, ma'am, can I just trade? No, put something in the bin for the kids. And in fact, one of our other podcasts, Star Wars Action News, we're doing an auction. We went to a horror convention last weekend because that's what you do around Thanksgiving. It was Days of the Dead in Chicago. And wouldn't you know it, there was a guy there doing custom zombie action figures for Marvel and Star Wars. And he did better Marvel zombies than I've ever seen anyone else do. He recreated the Spider-Man wedding cover with zombies, only he had to use a Princess Leia since he didn't have a Mary Jane. And he had Spider-Man zombie eating Wonder Woman zombie. I mean, just some great stuff. He has donated to Star Wars Action News a zombie stormtrooper 12-inch figure that we are auctioning off, and all the proceeds are going to Toys for Tots Toys. So check that out. The link will be at the Marvelicious Toys homepage. But if you like zombies or you like stormtroopers, check it out. Place a bid. Help us raise some money that we're going to put towards buying toys for Toys for Tots. Or if you're not into zombies and stormtroopers, just please buy some toys for some kids who don't have them. Go to TJ Maxx. Get them a Sentinel. They don't care which variant.
Exactly. Yeah, what I always like to do is I always like to, you know, forego something that I might want myself and take the price of that thing and spend it on a toy and drop it in the box. Because over the year, we all collect a lot of stuff. And a lot of the stuff we love, a lot of the stuff ends up in boxes in parts of our house that we never go look at again. And, you know, whatever anybody can afford and make work for themselves isn't going to be the end of the world for you. You know, if you can forego one $50 toy for yourself, you're going to make some little kid very happy.
Even beyond that, if it's just one action figure, if you sit there and you're thinking you need to troop build the Avengers Skrulls, maybe one less Skrull would bring so much joy to the face of a kid that morning. So please just think about others this holiday season and do something for charity as you collect for yourself and your family.
Now get out there and throw some elbows at your favorite Black Friday store.
Until next time, true collectors.
Make mine Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
I am recording. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the bloopers.
Like that.
Okay. Are we going to talk about the Avengers skit on SNL during the show at all or no?
That was horrible.
It was. It was
painful.
Okay.
I think we just did.
All right.
Is it bad when Jeremy Renner acts better in movies than when he's playing himself?
Yes. You know, okay, if we're going to talk about it real quick, I had a problem with all of their costumes, but it was really like telling of like how Hollywood like can make people look good because they're all wearing crappy outfits, and even Renner looked like just a regular dude wearing a crappy costume.
Jason Sudeikis had like the one that ties on in the back.
I know.
It was awesome.
It looked like the Ruby's Deluxe costume with the plastic. It didn't even have the rubber abs. It just desperately made me want a Hunger Games reference in the actual Avengers movie, because that was funny.
Yeah, that was. I think the whole bit was written around that line. Okay, I'm officially ready.
Okay, are you sure?
Sweet Christmas, I've won!
While working, it was like a soundtrack of, ooh, ah, rah, sweet Christmas! Sweet Christmas! And who names their video game console something so close to a euphemism for stinker?
Apparently we.
Nintendo. Sweet
Christmas! Absolutely. If you get $25 or more, they'll do free super shaver. I become Sean Connery whenever I talk about that. The free super shaver shipping. Money penny.
Sweet Christmas!
But just to let you guys know going in, what kind of our ground rules? I cannot talk tonight. Our ground rules. Sweet Christmas! Flat, and then I...
Yeah, but Arnie can't write presents anyway. There's been many times I've picked up my gift and it just slid out.
There's been one. One time.
It's the thought that counts.
It is. He buys me good gifts.
Sweet Christmas! I've won!
Oh, wait, it's gotta be like Mordecai and Rigby now. I called Jinx.
So every time Justin talks, I get to punch him.
No, I do.
I think it's anybody who's around.
Until someone says his name 3 times.
Justin, we have a show to do.
Damn it.
You know who else says my name 3 times?
My mom! If you enjoyed Avengers and enjoyed the way Joss Whedon writes superhero teams of Marvel characters...
This sounds like a Reading Rainbow review. If you like books about dragons...
Take a look. It's in a book.
A Whedon DVD combo.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off my sentence, but...
It was funny.
I could just picture you sitting there.
in a striped sweater.
He is wearing a striped sweater.
Yeah. Like Bill Cosby.
Yep. All right.
Sweet Christmas!
What also looks like Amazon has the Ultimate Avengers movie collection on DVD for only $12, which might not be a bad way to go if you're not quite sure you want to go all the way in on Blu-ray with that one.
Yeah, the $3, that's really going to... I guess if you don't have a Blu-ray player, the $12 option, but if you're going to gamble the $12, gamble the $15 and watch it in high def.
Man, I like this, but I did not $15 like it.
You $12 liked it.
Justin's very choosy.
I'm just very frugal with my entertainment dollar.
For $3, you could buy Iron Man on Blu-ray with a lightning deal.
There you go.
Sweet Christmas!
Just a tip for the ladies. You don't need to dress them up and spruce them up and add, like, accoutrements. They're perfect just the way they are.
No vajazzle?
Sweet Christmas!
But I'll be honest, I don't care necessarily about how much blow Todd McFarlane has done. If any, I don't know.
Everyone does blow.
He strikes me more as a guy who's done more acid than blow, if we're going to get technical. But
I just know that I was at an Image Comics panel at C2E2 a couple years ago, and they had all the founders up there. And one said, well, I'm not going to tell all the dirty stories. And somebody said, you mean the Coke parties at Todd's house? He may have been joking. He probably was.
So, see, we just need to, like, drop that every once in a while in our conversations when we talk about Comic-Con. Oh, you mean the Coke party at Justin's room? Dude, it was off the hook!
If it was this year and at the hotel I stayed at, it would have been like a bathtub meth party.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I brought the ammonia.
The lesson is here, kids, always book early.
Sweet Christmas, I've won!
I don't know, I much prefer like the Todd McFarlane art books and things instead of the...
I win!
What did I miss?
My train of thought derailing.
And that's why girls will rule the world.
Are you wearing that Incredible Hulk bra?
No, I'm not. Black Widow outfit.
No, oh. I'm not.
It's kind of the same way I feel about Mjolnir, the prop replica.
Isn't it Mjolnir?
Yeah, whatever.
I learned how to say it finally.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir. Isn't that right? I don't know. It's a tongue twister.
I thought you just said you knew how to say it.
Here's the thing.
Sweet Christmas!
Most people don't need a portable hard drive, Arnie.
Most people aren't doing 6 podcasts this week, I guess. Coffee mugs?
Sweet Christmas!
I'm trying to figure out in the Think Geek photo, though, the second photo they have, who's holding MODOK? It's like a red sleeve with red fingers and a blue palm.
Yeah, it's like some weird Spider-Man glove.
But it's like they've got... airbrushed fingernails.
No, that's the gloves.
Yeah, I know, but they drew fingernails on their glove.
Yeah, it might be a Captain America glove, like a costume glove.
I don't know, it's weirding me out.
It is.
Don't worry about it, just drink out of it. Sweet Christmas! Because they have superhero knobs. Now, it's not what you think, guys. These are drawer pulls.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah, they shouldn't have called them knobs.
So you don't gobble these?
No, you don't gobble.
Even though it's Thanksgiving, you're not gobbling these knobs?
No.
Hobgoblin goblin knobs?
The knob gobbler? Is that the new Spider-Man villain? Oh, I'm so juvenile.
Well done.
Hardware is included.
Well, all right. Sorry, Marjorie. We're done.
Sweet Christmas! I've won!
I really think that the picture they used for the initial photo looks like Hulk's taking a crap. Doesn't it? He's kind of got his legs bent. He perhaps needs to have some more fibers. He's kind of struggling.
He also looks confused, like, what come out Hulk's butt?
Yeah. Hulk don't like poop.
Yeah, he looks like somebody just walked in and is like, what are you doing in the ladies' room? He's like, oh, this is the ladies' room. Sorry. Of course, we're talking about the hot...